Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Eve edition, as my little buddy likes to call Thursday. Rolling through the happy hour with your phone calls at 844-967-2789. Dominic, I was looking at a note here. I mischaracterized your name. I apologize.
Dude, you know me like 30 years. Come on, man.
I didn't always call you Dominic. There's P. Dominic.
Of course. Yes. Yeah, very professional.
But I knew you as Nick.
Oh, yes.
You sent me a old picture of you and I and our fallen friend Bobby, now dead 10 years.
Oh, man. 10 years ago. Passed away. Yeah, unbelievable.
Man, I was young and handsome then. What happened?
Yeah, you were a little thinner back then, man.
Yes, much thinner. Much thinner. I did get on the scale this morning in light of the fact that, man, Rothschild said I look less fat. An observant man, I've dropped like 4 pounds. Must have skipped a meal.
I was going to say, was that after coffee and a cigarette? What are you telling me here?
You know,
did you work out?
The strange thing about you and I, and we've been to many political rallies, we've been all around the country, and we've done lots of stuff. And when we started this little endeavor together, Dom, you were the more conservative of the two. Maybe not a true conservative. You were a libertarian, you know, a Republican that liked to smoke weed. That kind of a libertarian guy.
As you put it, but I would maybe disagree with that, but please continue.
And, of course, you became infamous, and this audience hated you early on because you were supportive of Scott Walker in the recall.
Yes, I voted for Tom Barrett in the general, and then I voted for Walker in the recall.
For asinine rationale that I'll never quite understand. But when people see you, you look like the dirty hippie liberal. You got the long hair, sort of the Jesus thing. You often wear the rock and roll shirts. And you got a little tattoo, some ink that people can see on the forearms. We the people on one arm. What's the other one say?
Life, liberty, happiness.
But when we go in public, and I, on the other hand, you know, despite the handsome face and the dimples that are, you know, priceless, I got the dad bod. I usually wear a hat. I'm balding, you know. I look like somebody's stepdad, right? So we go to political rallies, and, you know, sometimes I'd say, oh, you know, we do sort of a righty-lefty thing, especially in the early days, more of a lefty-lefty thing now. But anyways, and people would always get it wrong, like who was who.
Right.
And I'm wearing a red badger hat today, as often my custom. And I'd wear a red hat to, like, Trump rallies. And they would see the red hat, and they wouldn't even look for the MAGA or whatever. They just see red, good. You know, like a bull. They see the color. Oh, good. So I was clearly on their team. Or at least that was their perception, because they didn't think very hard. And you, they were always a little suspicious of you.
But rightfully, you know, so.
Michael Gabelman, earlier today, I started a little conversation in the last hour, Dom. I'd like to revisit it for just a bit. Gabelman is now characterizing people he'd like to investigate, mostly IT people, you know, people that help with elections in some way, shape, or form, but is characterizing some of them as Democrats based on their appearances, based on individual characteristics like wearing a nose ring and liking nature.
Not a nose ring.
Clearly a tree hugger, Dom.
A piercing? What? Say it ain't so. I mean, what are you suggesting, Mr. Gabelman, that people that have, you know, tattoos and nose rings are what, filthy, dirty liberals?
Yes, that's exactly what he's implying.
Well, stereotypes, you know, they save time, I guess.
Although I would speculate he's got a couple of nipple rings. I would just speculate.
Oh,
he looks
God. Kinky
like that.
Remember the mayor of Toronto? Wasn't there a picture of him before he died? He was a big crack-smoking, chubby
Chris
dude.
Farley-looking guy.
Yeah. And he was in some pretty, I don't know, S&M interesting outfits at times. But whatever, man. You know, whatever you do with consenting adults is entirely up to you. And perhaps if you Republicans embrace that, you wouldn't be so uptight all the time. But I'm not surprised a guy like Gabelman's going to go out. No, but on the other side, if you see a guy like Gabelman, you know, dad bod, balding, wearing a suit, you know, railing against unwashed masses. Well, I'm going to assume he's a Republican. I'm going to assume he's MAGA, man. I mean, you have to convince me otherwise. Well, certainly that's not fair by any means. But
it's
again,
not fair when I'm characterized as thus.
Yeah.
You know, I was at a Dave Matthews concert and a dude was smoking a joint just like one or two down from me. And I'm like, hey, man, how about a little something for the effort? You know, share and share alike and puff, puff, pass. You know, a few hints I was dropping to the guy. And he looks at me cockeyed and he's like, are you a narc?
You a cop, man? Because if you are, you got to tell me.
Because I obviously resembled. I look like what his perception was of somebody's, you know, dad who's a cop or something, you know, a narc. But here's what I would point out. Here are the things that Gableman lists as attributes of this probable Democrat.
Wait, is this like a fake list or is this real?
No. This is absolutely, it was in a memo. Remember the guy got in trouble? First, he was, you know, not releasing any memos, any public records, despite,
right.
You know, lawsuits and open records requests. And then the judge said, you got to stop deleting what you tell us you think's irrelevant, because that's not for you to decide.
Well, and who's the attorney for him and Bop? Yes.
James
that guy
Bop.
Keeps coming around like a dirty penny.
The office of the corrupted investigator down at the office, well, he just decides what's relevant and what's irrelevant. And he, you know, deletes the rest. So anyways, here is a actual list, according to the reporting at the Journal Sentinel, Patrick Marley. That's my source. He says, did something just break?
Yeah, things are falling down over here.
Here is what he said are the characteristics of a Democrat. She lives with her boyfriend.
Oh, no.
She loves snakes. She plays video games, and she has a nose ring. And all those things apparently allow him to stereotype this person that he's not yet interviewed as a likely Democrat.
Oh, I mean, one of the obviously, bad ones. Set aside the asinine, you know, stereotyping. And set aside that, you
it's
know, people
used to. It's hard for me to set that aside.
To,
that's the no,
let's,
lead
let's,
of
let's
the
set
article.
Aside a few things. That this guy used to be a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. So, you know, when people say, oh, you got to respect this person or that person because they're in a role, I challenge that. You know, respect is earned, number one, regardless of what role they are in. And you judge them by their actions, not by the title or the role. So Gableman is a POS in all of those circumstances.
Let me quote Kathy Bernier, Republican
yes,
senator.
Yeah, Republican. Yeah, what do the Republicans have to say about Gableman?
Well, here is what she specifically had to say. I am so over Michael Gableman. He's not right. Something's wrong with that boy. Something seriously wrong with that boy. A little bit more from the Republican state senator from the great state of Wisconsin. I can speculate as to why he didn't run for Supreme Court again in 2018. And the speculation would be he's incompetent.
Yes, absolutely.
In my opinion, you would never see that in a real investigator. You don't go speculating on things like she's a Dem because she wears a nose ring. That's a little speculative.
Besides all of that, and setting all this aside to get to my ultimate point, so what? You know, people have a political persuasion. People vote. If they're engaged in politics, they're going to vote for a political party. Does that make
yeah,
them automatically
one
way or another? Does that make if you voted for a Democrat that you're going to, what, stuff ballots? I mean, is that
yes.
the insinuation? Yeah,
yes.
Of course, that's ridiculous. That is absolutely, it is obscene. It is asinine to think such a thing. So what? Only according to Gableman, only the hard right winger Christian white men are allowed to volunteer and work at the polling places? Come on.
Well, if you'll recall earlier in the investigation, he did readily admit he has no idea how elections are run here.
I think he has no idea about lots of things.
A little bit more from Kathy Bernier, state senator, Republican. You would never see that in a real investigator.
Mm-hmm.
That they go on to speculate on things. They deal with facts. He is an absolute joke. A little bit more from Bernier at the end of the article. One more quote from her. Let me see if I get this right. I have concerns that it's going to discourage people to work in public service. Talking about, this is actually a quote from Woodall Voggs, the Milwaukee County Elections Administrator. I do have concerns that it's going to discourage people to work in public service and collaborating. Even this year, when I rely on other departments for things like IT services, grants assistance, things like that across the city. One more from Bernier. I wanted to make sure I got this quote in. 844-967-2789. We'll make sure we get your calls in as well. But here's the quote one more. Whether somebody's a Democrat or Republican does not mean that they cannot carry out their duties
right.
and responsibilities in right. an unbiased manner. So if that person with the nose ring and whatever else was actually a registered Republican, would he be okay with that? No self-respecting Republican would ever have such a nose ring, though, right? According to Gableman. Yeah, just some, you know.
It's just terrible.
Just some rings on his nipples.
It's an embarrassment, you know? And how this guy, I mean, with this mentality, and this is how he thinks, and you can see how he processes. He was on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. God's sake, are you kidding me?
Let's not forget what this misogynist was saying last week about Megan Wolf. You know, with the black dress and the pearls.
Seen that, yeah, yeah.
No wonder why this guy is, what, a confirmed bachelor?
Do we know? Does Michael Gableman have a spouse,
well,
a partner?
I would speculate looking like he does. He's never been laid in his life. You know, but that's just speculation on my part.
Let's make a list of things of, you know, people that have never had any affection from anybody ever. Let's say he's a misogynist. He's a big, you know, fat, burly man. Maybe those are some things. I don't know. Former Supreme Court justice. I mean, we could make a list.
Petulant, thin skin.
It's more of a
figurative thin skin. I suspect actually it's a very thick skin. Like a whale.
Right. I mean, there's communities in north of the Arctic Circle that could live all through the winter with just that man. But it's an embarrassment, and the fact that we have to sit here, and it's all over, you know, it's all over the news, a raw story, one of our favorite sources. Wisconsin's mentioned prominently there, and Gableman has been on those pages many, many times, and he continues to be there. It is an embarrassment for the state, and Robin Voss got to put an end to this thing, man. I mean, what are we doing?
Put a harpoon in it already.
Light some candles.
There she blows. 844-967-2789. CJ, I'm sure you got a conspiracy theory for us. Lay it on us, fella.
Hey, CJ.
Howdy, guys. I just love listening to you because, really, if this is the big issue for you, or you think that it's the big issue for
a corrupted Supreme Court justice doing a partisan investigation with no evidence, no investigatory skills, rampant speculation, and destroying the evidence. Yeah, those things are all troubling to me,
yeah,
CJ.
Yeah, that seems troublesome, yes.
I would think you'd want that to be dragged on and dragged on. You want it to end, so... You know, kind of like the border. How much money are you going to throw at it, CJ?
And why the hell are you talking about the border? We're talking about Gableman, your investigator in chief. Are you okay with the way he characterizes people? If someone's a Democrat, there's no way they could be unbiased. There's only one good team, right, CJ?
I listened to your nominee for the Supreme Court couldn't define a woman, and you're worried about Gableman.
I'm not sure that Gableman could biologically describe what a woman looked like naked, you know, just by appearances, but I suspect, CJ, neither could you.
Oh, damn.
But, you know, I'm just going on, you know, first blush and broad stereotypes of people like you, your sort. You know what I'm saying? It cuts both ways.
Those people.
You're one of
like
those
CJ.
People. Come back. The good people. No, not like those people. You come back.
Look at her over there.
Helen. That's nice. You look like a Helen.
I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping.
And that's when the whores come in.